Hey there! We're taking a short break this week, but we got you covered. A few weeks ago, we hosted a live podcast at All About Music, where we were joined by guests like Paddy, who heads up artist and label partnerships with Spotify, singer C-Score, and co-founder of Blueprint, Bhavya Anand. We discussed a lot of different themes, but one conversation that stuck with us is the difference between a trend and a hit.
We've spoken about this also when it comes to Punjabi as a language itself, right? It's one of those languages that has really transcended lingual boundaries, right? Most people who listen to Punjabi music are not Punjabi, right?
Also, now we've learned enough Punjabi thanks to Bollywood movies and lyricists.
See, I will tell you, it's not really Punjabi, it's Hindi-ized Punjabi, right? But, you know, I think that's also another contributing factor, right? Like, he pointed out on production, the production value is top-notch, right? It's as good as an international hip-hop track, right? So, for example, I don't really understand Punjabi. My language is Tamil. But, like, I listen to an unnatural amount of Punjabi music. People just think I'm from Delhi at some point in time, right? But because the production is so good and it's not necessarily about what they're saying sometimes, it's also a vibe and an energy. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing a lot of these people actually being Canadian, because the production is really driving non-core fans to listen to it.
And I think there's a similarity between what we're seeing also with the Tamil songs that are breaking out. If you look at all the Tamil songs that have hit the charts, they're all up-tempo.
All by Anirudh.
I think all by Anirudh, right?
Yeah, and all are by Anirudh.
And what is the genre? It's called, I don't want to mispronounce it.
So, Koot is generally the sound of it, which is very party music.
Up-tempo, percussive, punchy. I mean, you can't not dance to it. So, like, you know, it's that kind of thing.
And this is a way, it's a lot of traditional folk Tamil elements, but Anirudh also has a lot of metal elements in the kind of music he makes, which is, again, it's a bit rare. And if you listen to metal, you'll know he listens to it as well. If you don't, you'll never figure it out. So, his sound sticks out because of that.
I would like to add on to this. Like, one of the examples that we've really seen is Nagin with Aastha Gill. That was Aastha and Akasa. When that song was released, it was, you know, the production was fresh to the country. And it didn't stop. It crossed boundaries. Diplo played it internationally. And it just kept on going and going. And it still, I guess, it does about 30,000 streams a day.
Yes.
And it's literally like the producer, that was Puri, he cracked that beat with Indian melody and it was like a hit. Like, and we've tried it again, but it just happens like that. You know, that music takes away sometimes and that beat is so pumpy that you can't stop. And that's what happened with Nagin. And we still, whenever Aastha is on a live show, there's like a Nagin fan base altogether. When Nagin plays, when she's dancing and she does the hook step, and like the audience goes ham on that track.
I'm glad you mentioned the word hook step, because that is going to bring us to our next question. And if you look at all the songs that have charted in the top 10, somehow or the other, some of the film stuff, but it's definitely contributed. Nothing, and we've discussed this in previous episodes, nothing has got there without trending on short format video. I want to ask you all, maybe, but Bhavya, I think you touched upon this in an earlier conversation. What is the difference between a trend and a hit?
So I think that a lot of songs we've seen, it's easier to crack a trend. Viral and trendy songs are different from a hit. You can have
Spotify has a daily viral chart also.
Yes.
So you get that's a chart for that as well.
Yeah, like I've seen a lot of songs go viral. Artists get the streams, their monthly listeners goes up. But you have to have a follow-up. You have to maintain that. And you have to constantly work on that song to not limit it as a trend. To make it a hit, then everything has to fall in place. Like, be it short format apps, or streaming platforms, or radio, or going out touring with that song, trying to get it a TV placement. Like, we do that. And, you know, trend might stay for a month, 30 days. But your hit, like, we're on the 11th month with Maan Meri Jaan, and I don't see it stopping. Yeah. We've seen a 3-year legacy of Tu Aake Dekhle. And Oops also still does that. Nagin still does that. Maini To Konbe does that. And then artist comes up and they want to present something new to their artist. So you can't define that every trending song is a hit, But there can be a possibility that every hit was once a trending song. So, and that journey, a hit is way bigger than a trend.
See, I would say, as an artist, if you run after trend, the trend is always very short-lived. Trend ke piche bhagkar hit gana nahi banaya ja sakta hai. Like agar aap bana bhi doge ek hafta chal jayega ek mahina chal jayega maximum, but you have to worship your art and bring out that art in the purest form ki aapki audience usse relate kare. Fir aap trend bhi karoge, aap viral bhi hoge, aap hit bhi hoge. I think that is the only way to do it.
Paddy.
So I think it's very important to also look at short format, and but the key question about trend and a hit, trend is for me when I'm on Instagram, when I'm on Instagram or when I'm on YouTube Shorts or any of these short format video, I'm scrolling, right? And I'm scrolling, I see cats, dogs, some
cats
cooking videos. Cat videos are the best, and one of them I like one of them and I share it, and I see that it's most shared or something, that's why it's come to me. Then there's a cooking video which I share with my wife and say, make this for me tomorrow or something. I mean, I don't know whether that works, but among that I also see a song and I also scroll through it, or sometimes I think, okay, chalo, bahut shares hai, main bhi share kar deta hu. That's a trend. I sometimes actually forget who I shared or what I shared. I just shared it because at that moment I just liked it. But when it comes to something that really strikes you in that, that is when you keep it and then you go click on the link that says listen on Spotify, you go there, go to that, and then you find out who is this bloody artist. Yeah, I love this artist, I want to follow this artist. Then I start clicking on, then I start seeing the back catalog. Now that's a hit artist, and that's where the music starts growing. And then I actually share the songs with my with a small group that I have, where I say these are the things that are working, or I put it in my playlist and say this is the song that I like. If I start doing that, and there are these millions who start doing that, that's how a song becomes a hit and not just a trend.